Good morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio, rounding up reporting from our newsroom and Montana Public Radio. Today we have stories about Laps for Life in Billings and revamped busing services outside of Glacier National Park. It's Thursday, September 19th. I'm your host, Jess Sheldahl. The Federal Communications Commission says Montana needs to return $2 million to the state's 911 account. The Missoulian reported the funds generated from 911 fees were placed into a state account holding $12 million in 2017. State lawmakers transferred $2 million from the account to pay for buyouts in the Montana University system. A letter from FCC Commissioner Mike O'Reilly says the 911 fee diversion makes Montana ineligible for federal grants to pay for new infrastructure installation. The attorney for a Montana lawmaker who successfully sued the state over an ethics law says House Majority Leader Brad Shida will use the $75,000 he was awarded to pay his legal fees. An order filed Monday by U.S. District Judge Brian Morris approves the cash settlement between the Republican legislator and the State Office of the Commissioner of Political Practices. Shida's attorney said yesterday the lawmaker is not keeping any money as compensation. A U.S. government watchdog agency says taxpayers could face potentially hundreds of millions of dollars in cleanup costs from abandoned oil and gas wells on public lands. The Government Accountability Office said in a report yesterday that it identified almost 2,300 wells that have not produced oil and gas since 2008 and have not been reclaimed. Abandoned wells have been a major issue across most of the West, including Wyoming, where companies abandoned almost 6,000 oil and gas wells since 2014. This Saturday, athletes from Billings' three public high schools will work together to raise money and awareness for a group of their fellow students. Kay Erickson reports.
It was an article in the student newspaper at Billings Senior High School that gave Jesse Dimich LeVay his aha moment. At the time, the Billings Senior High School student was searching for a topic for his Platinum Project, an undertaking benefiting the community, required of all honors and AP students. And the two things came together.
To read that article really kind of opened my mind and said, well, you know, maybe, you know, we can do that. We can raise awareness for this cause, you know, by the means of sport.
So Dimich LeVay contacted the three high schools and their coaches, inviting them to come together for a fun run or walk around the track at Dayless Stadium, a place where Senior, West, and Skyview usually compete against each other.
To all kind of be, you know, walking or running around the track, you know, in the same, you know, not, you know, wanting to beat each other is also kind of fun and will be new. You know, we've never had the three high schools kind of come together and not be competing against each other.
And that's Laps for Life, Dimich LeVay's project to support and raise funds for homeless teens. High school athletes, club members, other student groups, even alumni will complete 15-minute heats, either running or walking. Each participant pays $10 to enter. Laps for Life is also a party. Admission at Dayless will be free for the Laps for Life event, and there will be music, concessions, balloons, and prizes. The fees, as well as the sponsorships he's collected, will go to the Billings Education Foundation for use by Sue Runkel, who works with homeless students in the school district. Runkel says last year there were some 164 homeless students in Billings' three public high schools.
How much of a challenge is it for these teens to stay in school?
It is a challenge. There's a lot of obstacles. There's the obstacles of just the transportation. They may not be in the same place every night, and so getting that way to school every morning may be an issue. Just the maybe working late and then being able to get up and get to school, the challenges that way. Challenges of maybe having to work rather than going to school, or having to stay at home and watch younger siblings that are not in school.
Runkel says the needs of these students vary. She has a grant she can use to help provide money for transportation, school supplies, anything that is a barrier to their schooling. But there are things her grant money cannot buy.
I've bought sleeping bags and air mattresses for kids that are sleeping on maybe a couch. Makes it a little bit easier for them, you know, to have a place to stay.
Sometimes it's for clothing or food items, whatever the student needs to survive. Jesse Dimmitt-LeVay says that nearly 5% of his peers do not have a home to go to at night is not acceptable. High school is hard enough without being homeless. Laps for Life is from 4 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, September 21st at Dallas Stadium. For more information on Laps for Life, go to our website at ypradio.org. For Yellowstone Public Radio in Billings, I'm Kay Erickson.
A high-ranking federal education official has toured Pryor Public Schools and Billings Skyview High School to highlight their programs. The Billings Gazette reports Deputy Secretary of Education Mick Zace's tour on Tuesday was about promoting school programs on cultural initiatives and alternatives to college early, and not about informing federal education policy. Zace says he wants to see a smaller role by the federal government in education regulation and education spending. He called the notion that all students should go to college to succeed a well-intentioned but, quote, unfair and untrue, unquote, idea when there are trade industries, two-year degrees, and the military. Zace was a former U.S. Army Brigadier General and South Carolina's Education Superintendent before he became Deputy to Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Flathead County's Eagle Transit wants to overhaul its busing services outside of Glacier National Park. Its plan is to create a larger public transit system around the valley with connections to the park and Glacier International Airport. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton has more.
Flathead County's Lisa Shepherd says the county's Eagle Transit System hopes to beef up its network with three new bus lines throughout the Flathead Valley that would also connect to the park and airport. She spoke Tuesday during a public meeting on Glacier National Park's plan to address overcrowding.
So that visitors and locals can get around with ease, and they have a lot of opportunity to go and do things both in the park without their personal vehicle, but also outside the park.
She adds that the proposal is in its infancy. Eagle Transit's routes run primarily in Kalispell with a few connection stops in Whitefish and Columbia Falls. It also operates the existing shuttle service in Glacier. Eagle Transit is calling the new proposed bus line the Mountain Climber. It's based on a similar bus service in and around Maine's Acadia National Park. Shepherd says Eagle Transit is in preliminary talks with Glacier National Park about funding part of the service, and says the company is still hashing out a rough cost estimate per season.
In Acadia, it costs about $2.5 million a season to do what they call the Island Explorer, and our park visitorship, our communities are very similar to that. We don't have an exact figure, but that's a good place to start the discussion.
Acadia National Park picks up 3/4 of that tab, and the state, corporate sponsors, municipalities, and others pick up the rest. Shepherd says the system would help visitors and locals get around the Flathead Valley and aid the park with its congestion problems.
One, it dilutes that visitor presence in the park, eases some of those parking concerns, traffic concerns, certainly reduces personal vehicles in the park.
Glacier Park Superintendent Jeff Mao agrees that reducing vehicle numbers in the park would be helpful, but says increased public transit outside of Glacier could add to some of the park's other congestion issues.
What we've already discovered with the transit system we have now, that it can have unanticipated consequences of just adding 2 trail numbers. And, you know, as I mentioned last night, trail use and demand is so high that we're starting to displace the sort of non-hiking visitor from the park.
The park's proposed Going to the Sun Road management plan is calling for more shuttle stops and increased service inside of the park. But Mao says the chances of Eagle Transit's proposal being a part of that plan are slim.
If this integrated system needs a bigger contribution from the park for activities outside the park, that's questionable as to whether or not we'll have the funding to come up with it.
The park currently spends about $700,000 per season on its shuttle system, and it's unclear how it will pay to expand it. That could leave the onus of funding Eagle Transit's proposed bus system on the county itself and others like municipalities, chambers of commerce, and potential corporate sponsors. Glacier's management plan to address overcrowding is expected sometime next summer. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
And that's what's happening in Montana today. Check in with Montana Public Radio's Montana Evening News for updates on the news of the day. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. We'll have another episode of The Worm for you early birds tomorrow morning.
The Worm is produced by Jess Sheldahl for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Meadowlark Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. Partial funding for The Worm is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montana. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.